This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. It's fine. All right, so I'm taking a break from my series entitled God's Way, which is an amazing series, and I'm going to pick back on it next week. But the Spirit of God really impressed on my heart to talk about the principle of honor today, because we're honoring Lady LeConte today, all right? And so, and of course, we normally have the big graphics and stuff, but Lady does the graphics, and I didn't want them to make her do any work this week, and so we just put our own graphics up, but the new nice ones that she does, they'll be back up next week, praise the Lord, amen? And so you can take it away now, praise Jesus. And so so we're talking about the principle of honor, and one thing that Lady LeConte and I do not do, if you notice, is we don't push ourselves. We don't put ourselves on a pedestal. We just don't do that kind of stuff. We know who we are in God, you got it? And our whole desire is just to teach this word so you can live a better life, you got it? But every once in a while, it's important to teach lessons like this just so you understand the principle of honoring those that are in authority over your life. Can I get a amen? And so, how many know that God puts people in our lives to help us succeed in life, right? Like, God does that. And so, Lady is one of those people, all right? She pastors the church along with me. We are really co-pastors, even though she doesn't go by the name pastor or the title pastor. She's ordained as a pastor and that kind of thing. There again, Lady's just, it doesn't matter to her. You got it? She just wants you all to live a good life, all right? And the pathway to honoring the Father is honoring those he sends into our lives. And so, Lady LeConte and I love commercials. I don't know if you'll even remember this commercial, but there was one that says fruit and fiber. You know, why have one without the other? You got it? And that's like Lady LeConte and I. You just can't have one without the other. You got it? And so God sent us together to pastor this church. And had she not agreed to come, I would have never come to New Bern. And so so it's only fitting not that you just honor me when it's my birthday, because that's the one day we set aside a year for me, but that you honor her on her birthday. John, the 13th chapter and the 20th verse says, verily, verily, and it's written in red, so that means what? Jesus is talking, right? He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. So watch that. Jesus says, when I send people into your life, when you receive them, you're receiving me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. And the pathway to honoring the Father is honoring those he sends into our lives. This is a good one to Booker Graham or whatever. Honor is a seed that will cause you to reap favor for you and future generations. You have to learn the principle of honor. It is so vitally important. Lady LeConte and I, we learned this principle of honor years ago. I mean years ago. And it is a pathway, you got it, for favor for you and future generations. When you begin to talk about honor, when the word honor means a lot of things, but some of the words that come to mind is value or worth or weight. You got it? When you look at the opposite of honor, most people don't understand. Either you're honoring somebody or you dishonor somebody. Because it's just one or the other. It's just, you know. And so the opposite of honor, of course, is dishonor. When you look at that word dishonor, that has to do with taking lightly or taking for granted. And a lot of times people they think dishonor just means I cuss you out. You got it. But really, you dishonor when you take for granted. And that's why we try to never take people for granted and always show honor to everybody. The Bible talks about honoring all men, all right? Too many times in life, period, we can take people for granted that God has placed in our lives, and we don't want to do that. Now, when God connects you with people, you will do one of three things in life. So when there's what we call a favor connection, all right, God connects somebody, you know, this is a destiny connection. This is a favor connection. God has put this person in my life to help me in whatever area. You can do one or three things. The first thing you can do is marginalize. Everybody say marginalize. And these are people who misuse relationships. You got it? Misuse relationships. Thankfully, we really don't have that problem around here. Y'all know what around here means, right? But we really don't have that problem around here. When we first started the ministry, it was so funny because, we were so young, still young, you got it? But we were so young, and I think people thought we didn't have the wisdom that we had, or we didn't have the anointing that we had, although we did, and they thought that they could just come in and, you know, just do what they want to do. And, you know, I remember one Sunday I was about about to preach, and lady walks in and says, the Lord told me to tell you I'm the one that has the word for today. You know, I was like, well, I'm pretty upset, you know, because I thought I had a pretty serious relationship with God. If he'd at least told me, I'd have been able to expect it. You know, and just people wanted to just kind of misuse the relationships of us, and so you marginalize people. You use people. You know, some people use people. You know, that know I only want to get to them because they know them. You know, or they know somebody else, and so as soon as I can, you know, get to them, and they can get me to the other person. Once they get me to the other person, I'm just going to drop them like a hot potato because it was never about them anyways. So marginalizing, it's just misusing. The second thing you can do is minimize. Everybody say minimize. Minimize. That's after the connection has paid off, after you are living the better life, after the thing worked out for you, whatever it was, then they have testimony amnesia. Praise the Lord. And so the bottom line is, even if you're not necessarily as close as you were to somebody before, never forget the impact that people made in your lives. You got it. Never, ever. I will never forget the impact that people have. I've had so many mentors in my life, and you got it. And at times of my life, they were stronger, you know, than other mentors in my life. I will never forget the impact they made in my lives. And I understand that I'm standing on the shoulders of others who have plowed the way for me to do what I do. Does that make sense? Yeah. So you never do that. When there's some older preachers in the community, and they don't even know me that good. But when they see me, they always stop and say hi to me and those kind of things. And there's some, not all, but there's some that when I see them, I always put a seed in their hand. You got it? You know, I mean, and when I say seed, I'm not talking about $20. I mean, there's times I see certain preachers in the community, and I'll give them $500. Why? Because I'm honoring them for plowing, you got it, and preparing the soil in New Bern. You got it? So when I got here, you got it, with the word of faith, it made it a little bit easier because they were already sowing the word of God. Does that make sense? And so, you know, whether they ever do anything for you personally, yes, they sowed the word. So when I got here, because if you're not careful, they didn't help you without limits. They really did. And so you have to learn how to always, you know, to honor. And so you can do one or two things, or one or three things. Letter A, you can marginalize. Letter B, you can minimize. Or letter C, you can maximize. And this is when a person understands relationships from God's perspective. Whose perspective? This is when you understand that God connects people together for destiny. What did I say? For destiny. Watch this. Not just for your agenda, not just for my agenda, but for destiny. And Joshua never would have been the person he was without Moses. Will y'all agree? Yeah. Elisha would have never been the person he would have been without Elijah. And there are people that God has placed in your life and even in my life that we would not be the person we were without God putting certain people in our lives. Amen. And today for you, that's Lady LaConte. She's an amazing woman of God who's anointed, who loves the people of God. And it's only right that we honor her on today. Isn't that right? All right. I mean, because let's be honest, you can't get what she lives an incredible supernatural life. You got it. And you can't get what's on her life if you're not willing to honor her. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so, you know, and the thing about it is I believe relationships should be reciprocal. I believe in reciprocity. I believe in integrity. There's so many things that I believe in. And I believe the reason things are going so good for us in this ministry is because how we've always honored, you know, those that were over us in the Lord. You got it. I think about Pastor Taylor and just the way we've always honored them and always just, you know, for years, you know, just served them faithfully. You hear my testimonies about washing cars and cutting grass. And, you know, I can only really remember one Sunday that we took off because, you know, he was just the kind of guy. He's like, you know, if you tell him he's going on an 8-day cruise, he's like, OK, no problem. I'll see you on Sunday. You know, it just was what it was. And, you know, we volunteered for absolutely everything. We were always the church, even in hurricanes. Lady LaConte and I were talking. It was a storm. And Pastor Taylor said, we still having church. You got it. And so you know what we did? We didn't complain. We got right in the car and we went right to church. We are sitting in church and that wind is just howling, boy, you know. And he still taught his normal hour like he always taught. You got it. And so, you know, we were fine. But the thing is, because that's what he wanted, we honored him. So honor is important. But watch this. But because of that, we live a supernatural, incredible life. And the key is service. Everybody say service. Ephesians 6:7 says, with goodwill, doing service as unto the Lord and not unto men. So the key is everything I do, I'm doing as unto the Lord and not as unto men. And so, we've always honored those that were over our lives. We've always shown the utmost respect. We've always given super duper 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 generously. You got it? And, and just understood. We never tried to, undercut people and those kind of things. We learned the principle years ago that if you make a blessing, you will miss a blessing, and the one you miss will be greater than the one you made. And so we never did that. We always waited till it was our turn. You got it? Because when it's your turn, there's nothing nobody can do about it. When it's your season, when it's due season, doesn't matter if somebody doesn't like it. When it's your time for God to cause that particular favor that you've been believing for in a long time to show up, doesn't matter what comes or what goes, you can walk through with joy because it's your season. Amen? And so humility is really the key to honor. I think that's one thing that we have to understand. If you are a prideful person, it's going to be real hard to honor people because prideful people think about them. You got it. Humble people think about others. And so the Bible teaches us in Proverbs, the 22nd chapter and the 4th verse, says by humility and the fear of the Lord are... Okay, we're going to try that one more time. Y'all didn't know it was coming. We're going to try it one more time. By humility and the fear of the Lord are...
riches,
and...
honor,
and...
life.
Yeah, see, online, it is a bunch of folks here. Praise the Lord. All right. So the Bible says that riches and honor and life. You got it? And so you have to understand that humility is the gateway as the key, as the case may be, if you're going to see these things happen in your life. So I want to give you, in these just next few minutes, three simple points as it relates to how to set our hearts to honor Lady LaConte. How to set our hearts to honor Lady LaConte. Everybody say number one. All right, number one is support. Number one is support. And so, I think that you all understand that you can help by support. What do you mean by support? By serving, by lightening the load in any way as it relates to the ministry. You know, anytime we have a vision for God to that God gives us to do something, whether it's in the community, whether just whatever it is, when, people are volunteering, they're willing to do this and they're willing to do this on Sunday mornings. You know, right now we just have kids ministries at the 11. We're going to be going back to the 9 and the 11 prayerfully soon in Jesus' name. But when we do that, there's so many people that kind of pause along the way. And we're okay with the pause. But little by little, we're waiting for people to start coming back and saying, I'm ready. And so that way we can go back to 9 and 11. So support is vitally important. So that way when people come in and they don't know who Jesus is, they can sit here and hear the worship and hear the word and soak it in and not worry about their little 3-year-old sitting there, talking. And they, you be quiet, and they're missing it. Their 3-year-old can be in the classroom learning about Jesus on their level. You got it. Why? Because somebody was willing to support. Somebody was willing to help. Does that make sense? That's a good place to clap right there. All right. So always support, always support. And even though Lady LaConte is down to earth and up close with everyone, which is our preferred way of ministry, like we love to be around people. We love for y'all to have our cell phone numbers. You got it? And those kind of things. Like that doesn't bother us. Now, of course, you just have to understand that when everybody has it, that means that we're accessible to everybody. So we might not be able to get to you right away, but we will get to you. Does that make sense? Yeah. But that's our preferred style of ministry. We want to be up close with the people. We want to talk. I don't need you to, you walk every time I walk in, Pastor, how you doing? Don't do that. You got, don't do that. I appreciate the honor that I'm a pastor, but we want relationships. You got it. We are living our lives together. We care about you. We care about your children. We care about your marriage. We care about your grandchildren and your great grandchildren. We want your life to be good. We want your finances to be good. You got it. And so I want you to come. Hey, Pastor, what's up, man? That's okay with me. What's going on, Doc? That's all good with me. That's all good with Lady. Well, don't call her Doc, but to be up close and personal. So that is our preferred style of ministry. However, you just don't want to take it for granted. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so because as you support, as you sow and do those kind of things, there's a grace that is on our lives. But let me keep talking about Lady. It's ours together, but there's a grace that is on her life. Lady lives an incredible life. You got it. She lives an incredible life. And sometimes people want what you have, but not willing to do what you do. Isn't that right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lady is a servant. You got it. Been on the worship team 14 years, and she's the co-pastor of the church. Most co-pastors would say, you better get you somebody else to sing. You got it? No, you know, and she's a giver. You know that. You got it. She serves the ministry faithful. You know that. Praise the Lord. All right. You know, she's an amazing mother to Jay and Hannah. She's an amazing wife to me. You got it. She loves and honors me all the time. You got it. Even them days I'm a knucklehead. Praise the Lord. You got it. And, you know, but we've made it a point in our relationships. Watch this. We're talking about familiarity, how it can breed disrespect. Even in our relationships, we've talked about let's never take each other for granted. Let's never become so familiar with each other. You got it. That we start taking each other for granted. Watch this now, which will lead to dishonor and malfunction in the marriage. Does that make sense? Yeah, so that's my best friend, no doubt about it, but I still honor her. You got to ask my wife, as the mother of my children, as an awesome woman of God. And she just, well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Huh? No, that's never happened, but it's all good in the neighborhood. We're just going to keep going. Amen. And so the first one is support. Everybody say support. All right, number two, put it up on the screen. Salutations. Everybody say salutations. Yes, salutations. And I thought about Charlotte's Web, but I'm not going to go that way. And so salutations. Bottom line, if you love and appreciate someone, just be sure to tell them. Right? We're big on telling people we love them. How many of y'all have I told y'all I love you? Almost everybody in the room, if we've ever talked, right? Because it doesn't matter who you are. It's, okay, love y'all. Okay, love you, Doc. Take care. You know, love you, sis. Why? Because you ought to know that. You got to know that people love you. It's so funny because somebody can come to our ministry and they can just be visitors and not join. After two or three weeks, after you come a couple weeks, we say, okay, we'll see y'all later. Love y'all. You know, they kind of look, you know, like you know, not trying to be funny, you know, but we are to spread the love of Jesus. You got it. And so I think that's important. But sometimes it's hard for people to say, I love you back if you've never grown up that way. You got, if you're not used to that, if people didn't tell you that, and so many, especially men in our church would tell me, Pastor, I never thought I'd tell anybody I love them, especially a grown man. You understand what I'm saying? And why? Because I didn't come up like that. You got it. But when, watch this, but when you really have experienced a relationship with God, watch this now, it doesn't soften you as a man, it just softens your heart. And that's the difference. You understand what I'm saying? You got it, because I'm all man. You understand what I'm saying? You got it. Yeah, you know, I'll do 50 push-ups right now. You know, I'm just playing. You got it. You know, I'm all man. You got it. So, but God has softened my heart. You got it, to love people. And I think that's what we have to understand. That is the difference. You know, because I got to help people along the way. You got it. You know, and so all right. Praise the Lord. So number one we said was what, class? Support. Number two we said was salutation. And number three we said is sowing into her life. Honor and love are both action words. Honor and love are both action words. I got three scriptures and we're going to get out of here. 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. So in the back, put 17 and 18 up, but do not put 19 up until I call for it. All right, thanks. So in the back it says, give a what, class? Bonus to leaders who do a good job. You got it? Because you said, well, you know, I thought you said lady live a good life. She does. But the Bible says give a bonus to leaders who do a good job, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching. Scripture tells us don't muzzle a working ox, and a worker deserves his pay. All right? And so we understand the principle of this, you know, and so you give a bonus to those who do a good job. And Lady LaConte does a good job. I don't even have to go into that. Now, I was going to go away from this, and then verse 19 just jumped out at me, and I just thought there was a good opportunity just to kind of slide this right on in. So they'll put verse 19 up on the screen. It says, don't listen to a complaint against a leader that isn't backed up by two or three what? Responsible witnesses. I said, well, praise Jesus. Yeah, because you can't just listen to something somebody said. Come on, somebody. And not have any proof to back it up. Can I get an amen? Amen. You got it. See, you in the house, you know me, right? Come on, now I need everybody looking at me right now. I know you're taking notes. You know me, right? You know my character, right? You know my integrity, right? You know Pastor Love's lady, right? Like, there's ought to be some things, if you ever heard, hello, somebody, you'd be like, no, that's just a lie anyways. That is not true. Right? Yeah. I got a story for you. This isn't years ago. This is just the other day. So Lady LaConte and I have sold our home, you got it, in faith to believe for our dream home, our forever home, the home we're going to live for the rest of our lives, you got it? And so we had Joe, the happy realtor. If you need a realtor, go see the happy realtor. You understand what I'm saying? And so Joe put our house up, you're on the market, boom, sold just like that, right? Sold so fast, we're like, okay, Lord, you got to come through with the dream home. You know, and so, you know, we thought one house was going to work, and man, the door just shut in our face, and I was mad. You got it? And then I had to remind myself, closed doors are not rejection, they're just redirection. Not a week after that, man, God showed up with the house that is like being on vacation all the days of my life, right? So, but in the meantime, we're not in the house yet. So we staying at the hotel, right? So, the other day, I'm on third floor, whatever. Ain't that many floors at hotels around here, but anyways. But I'm on one of the floors. We got a little suite on the corner and that kind of thing. And so I'm just minding my own business. I speak to everybody. Y'all know that, right? And so I'm going to the elevator. Lady's in there cleaning the room. So she's walking out to get something. So I just say, hey, how you doing? I'm looking at my phone, not paying attention. I'm looking at the elevator on my phone, just waiting. And she said, wait a minute, look at me. I'm like, so I just turned around and said, oh, you the pastor. And I said, I bet this woman is thinking I'm doing something I ain't got no business doing. Why is the pastor of WLCC at the hotel? And I was like, Lord Jesus. And so now I'm trying to explain. You got it. I want to go get Lady. You got it. But we've been working a good part of the day. So she was like, babe, I'm just going to take a quick nap. You got it. And I'm like, okay. So she's napping. I really want to go grab her and pull her out and be like, see? So now I got to tell my business. You got it. Well, we sold our house and we're waiting to get into the next one. And it's going to be a little while and those kind of things. And into my mind, I'm not sure if she's like, I done heard this before. You got it? And I was like, I bind the devil in Jesus' name. But I was mad. So I told Lady later on that evening, she thought it was funny. I said, that ain't funny. That is not funny. I have worked hard as a man of God to have integrity and character. You got it? One of the things that I think people don't like is they can't find nothing on me, right? Why? Because I'm either going to be at the house. Hello, somebody. Yeah, used to be Annabelle's. Don't even go there no more, right? Or at WLCC. You got it? You know? And so she just thought it was, oh, babe, don't worry about that. But I said, I don't take this the wrong way, but you know how people can be. Yeah, and so I just cursed that in Jesus' name. So then yesterday, lady gets in the church. She said, guess what? She said, I seen the girl, so I went over and talked. I said, thank you, Jesus. They know it was passing lady in the hotel. So don't listen to a complaint against a leader that isn't backed up by two or three responsible witnesses. If they don't come to this church, they're probably not responsible. But they go to the church, it don't matter because, watch this, they don't know me. Isn't that right? Can I go a little further and not being disrespectful? Even if another pastor was to come talk to you about me that doesn't know me, that's not a responsible witness because they don't know me. He could come to you and be, I heard he was arrogant. Well, you ain't never even talked to me. If we'd have went to lunch, you'd have found out I'm a nice guy. I'm going to pay for your lunch. And if you just got a new car, probably pay for your first, you know, for your first one. You understand what I'm saying? First payment, you know. And so put the scripture back up on the screen. Don't listen to a complaint against a leader that isn't backed up by two or three responsible. We got to go home, Corey. We got to get up out of here. We got to get up. Put Philippians 1:7 up. Even as it is meet, Paul's writing to the church at Philippi. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, he says, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and the defense and confirmation of the gospel, Paul is writing to his partners that sowed into his life. And what did he say? You are partakers of my grace. And he says, because of your support, same thing on my life is on your life. And then I'll close with Philippians 4:10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished. What does it say? Again. So they consistently sowed in his life. Wherein you were all so careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak of in respect for want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I'm instructed to both be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. He says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. But watch what he says. These are those that sowed into his life. Notwithstanding, ye have done well. that ye did communicate, that word communicate means to give, with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also in the beginning of the gospel when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated giving. How do you know that word's giving? Just keep reading. No church communicated with me, watch this, concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again to my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but there's a spiritual transfer that takes place, Paul says. And he says, when you sow into my life, he said, there is fruit that abounds to your account. Verse 18, he says, I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. And then verse 19, I love verse 19. He says, because of this, he says, I declare as the man of God that my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And you know, we're not so much worried about people sowing into our lives. Y'all know that. That's not the thing is for you to understand the benefits, you got it, and the rewards when you do so into our lives. You got it? You haven't heard me say anything about that passes offering box in what, 5 years, 6 years? We won't even talk like that. Why? Because Lady LaConte and I said, let's use our faith for passes offerings. So let's not say anything on any Sunday ever and just believe that God will always put put it on people's hearts to be a blessing. Why? Just because they love and appreciate us. I would rather have somebody do something for me because they love and appreciate me than me tell them, well, you know, you're supposed to give the pastor. You understand what I'm saying? Wait, and don't say, well, no, I don't agree with that because people have to be taught. No, I teach on giving all the time. You got it? And so watch this. And so anytime you do so into our lives, there's a grace that's on our life that's available to you. You got it? And when you do that, you hold fast to the promise that because of that, God supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so we want to thank you in advance for all you do for Lady LaConte on today, for every seed that you've sown. And I just believe that you're going to be super duper generous. Even if you had one thing in mind after you heard this lesson, you might change your mind. And I just believe that you're going to be super duper generous to her. And so let's pray. Father, we thank you for the woman of God. And for her love, for her genuineness towards all people. She loves everybody that walks through the door. She doesn't play favorites. She loves everybody. Thank you for her commitment to this ministry. Thank you for her commitment to the people of God. Thank you for her commitment to her family, who she always puts first. And so, Father, we just declare that her very best days are ahead in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Can you give the Lord a big hand praise in the building?